Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
He deserved it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's all I'm saying. This is all I'm saying. Go Green Wave! That too. All I'm saying is, if Chance the Rapper were truly one of the greatest rappers,
okay,
he wouldn't need to say he's a rapper in his name.
But it's a play on words.
No, if he Chance were truly great, it would just be Chance. And he would be so great, everybody knew he rapped. You see what I'm saying? For example, and this guy's name's come up a lot lately because he's been compared to me, Larry Bird. He doesn't go by Larry Bird, the basketball player, because everybody knows he was great at basketball. Hey, I'm Steph Curry, the basketball player. Yes, yeah, Steph, you're so great. We know you play basketball. But Chance, apparently,
I like it.
Is so peripheral.
You're missing the boat, though.
Is so
we're
peripheral.
Talking about it because Evan's going to see him at the Masonic tonight.
You know what?
Hey.
If he's so good, change his name to just Chance.
Well, there's a lot of guys that you just say one name and you know who I'm talking about. For example, when you, during your soliloquy right there, you mentioned Chance. That's it. And everyone knew who you were talking about.
I don't think
like
so.
If I say
I didn't.
Kanye.
No. Nope.
You don't have to say Kanye West. You
Guru?
Yay. Yeah, Guru. You know
yeah,
who that is.
Yeah, you say.
You don't give the whole government.
I got to believe a lot of people are with me
no,
on that
No, they're
one.
Not. You
don't say Bob Dylan. You just say
Stunning.
Dylan, and
he
people know you're talking about.
He gets creative with words, rapper, so Chance the Rapper to me is a play.
I got
I
you,
like
Guru
it.
Radio host. I got you.
That's different.
No, I appreciate what you're saying, Evan, the producer.
It's like Ichiro Suzuki. You don't call him Ichiro Suzuki. You just call him Ichiro.
Oh, boy.
What we got?
Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. Chance is not even a rapper.
He's
now,
more.
I can't speak to that.
He's much more.
Anyway, you're going to see Chance.
What
the
time
rapper
it starty?
Tonight. Chase Center?
8 o'clock.
No, Masonic.
Masonic, better.
Yeah,
nice venue.
It is a nice venue.
Masonic's one of the best venues in the city.
Who have you seen there?
I've seen a lot of people there. Van Holy Morrison, God. Obviously.
You didn't like that. Before. Remember, you're down on his.
No, but this is when he was. This is when he was actually functional.
I'm uncovered.
In fact, the night I saw him at the Masonic, it was an inspiring performance. He was really sick, and the Masonic's kind of in the round or in that, like, you know, you can get.
Yeah.
They come down right to the stage,
yeah,
and we had great seats. And after every song, he would go back to this little bar stool where he had water, tissues and stuff, and he would just and come back and do another song. He gutted it out.
Literally.
Exactly. All right, well, have fun tonight at Chance's
Concert. I won't ask if you're going with a date. I won't even do
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
I got killed last time.
Not tonight.
Okay. Single, ready to mingle.
We're talking about Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. Let's start out with City Boy, get us into the conversation, and then I want to switch it a little bit to Juwan Jennings, because he's a guy who's been impacted by he'll be impacted and has been impacted by who's quarterback in this team. City Boy, what's going
Our
on, man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm great, fellas. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
Really good. I just wanted to say two quick things. One, you know, shout out to Bay Area legend, Filmo legend, Rapping Fauté. So you talk about Chance the Rapper, you know, one of the OGs of the game from the Bay is Rapping Fauté.
Yes, sir.
So, that's kind of a similar thing, you know. Anyway, and then that Kyrie rejoin with the Mac Maul, that's fire. Y'all got to keep that. That's a great
Scotty don't know
there.
What you're talking about, but I do. Yeah, I got
by the
you.
Way, if you don't know who's on the phone right now, it's City Boy, the P1. City boy, the P1.
Yes, I am.
What's up, buddy?
Yes, I am. Nothing. And I just wanted to say about Purdy, you know, it's funny. And Matt, you alluded to it with the backup quarterback being everybody's best friend, right? Everybody loves the backup. And Mac has done a great job, so I don't want to denigrate him or take away from what he's done, because he has kind of saved the season, right? When Purdy went down, I think there was this kind of consternation in the fan base thinking, here we go with the injuries. Kittle goes down, Purdy goes down. We went 6-10 or 6-11 last year. Here we go again, right? And Mac really did save the day, so I'm not going to really come down too hard on him, but I do want to point out that it's funny. Everyone's on Purdy about this Jacksonville game. When he came in, you know, he tried to come injured and play. He throws for 300 yards, but he throws two picks, gets strip sack, and we lose a one score game. You know, then Mac Jones puts up 6 points in the second half against the Rams, mm-hmm. comes out the next week and loses the game. He throws for 300 yards, throws two picks, and gives up a strip sack late in the game, and he loses by two scores, right? I mean, it's pretty similar, right? I mean, like, isn't good, and I'm not saying, like, he's pretty, him and Purdy are pretty close, but the idea that he's just played out of his mind is
wow,
or even incredibly, is just ludicrous. Like, he's played okay.
Wow.
He hasn't messed it up. He's played pretty decent football. You know, he has a good chemistry with Kendrick Bourne. That's been fun to watch. And I like Mac Jones, but the idea that he's going to supplant Purdy with these, you know, pretty mediocre performances that have ended up in wins. I mean, who did he beat? He beat, Arizona and New Orleans?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, two pretty bad teams. I mean, you know, but
and
I'm
the Rams.
For that.
Yeah, I got you.
And the Rams, where he put up 6 points in the second half, and he didn't look good, but we won the game. You know, the defense won it on that punch out, right? I mean, you know, let's give the defense a shout out there. And, you know, the defense kind of won that game, in my opinion. But Mac hasn't screwed it up either. Like, I like Mac, and I'm happy he's our backup. And I'm, you know, if he needs to play as a starter, if he needs to start a handful of games, I feel very confident in that, you know. But, I mean, the idea that he's going to supplant Purdy to me is ludicrous. Now, if Purdy has a stretch where he looks terrible, he comes back and he's just playing badly. But, you know, and this team is in disarray, too. Let's be honest. I mean, how many players are – I mean, we were missing our starting wide receiver, Ayuk, right, our number one. We were missing our number two in Pearsall. We were missing the number three in Jennings, and we were missing Kittle. I mean, and the team hasn't scored a rushing touchdown in a year and a half, you know. I mean, it's crazy. So, and I'm exaggerating a little there, but it is ridiculous. The injuries have been ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, if I'm this team, you know, they got to go out. I mean, use a couple of draft picks and go get a real deal offensive lineman. Go get, you know, like I remember when Tua was having all those injury troubles, or they went out and got, I think it was Laremy Tunsil. But you got to go out and get like when we went and got Trent, right? I mean, you got to go get yourself not just a body, right? You got to go get a real deal offensive lineman to solidify that line. Then everyone can settle down, and I feel like the other guys would get better, you know, if you put in sort of an anchor into that O-line. So I think, you know, that's my take, because I think we got to go get an O-lineman. I would be calling every team in the league right now, you know. I mean, at least the bad teams that would be willing to trade. Obviously, a good team isn't going to trade their best offensive lineman, but anyway.
Appreciate you, City Boy. If I could summarize what City Boy, what his sentiments are, it feels like it would be like this.
Oh, I got him. Go ahead.
If you say, you know, Mac's been great. Mac has been great. What I'm hearing from City Boy is, yeah, he's been great for a backup quarterback.
Mm.
Great. But if you view him as a starter, yeah, he's been okay. Like, he's been okay. He's been pretty good as a starter. But
he talked about the Rams game.
The fact that he's a backup, we're giving him far more grace than we would give Purdy as the starter.
But there's something different, though, Stani. Of what Mac is doing, because he's putting out the stats, and that's just not all on Mac, right? The fact that they had 17 points in the first half against the Rams, and then got 9 thereafter, 3 in overtime. But the bottom line is, then what do you call what he's doing? Because Niner fans had to live through the Brandon Allen experience. Just think about that game last year in Green Bay where they had no chance. Imagine him being behind center when Brock was missing these games. So there's something. I don't know what to put my finger on, but like I told you at the end of the day right now, if business were to close and we were to stop talking about this, all it takes to me to end this is Brock saying, I can go. And I feel like that can still include two more victories by Mac Jones. And because he's been paid and they proposed to him and he accepted, this is his show, man. I just really, truly believe that.
Yeah, I mean, two more wins gets Mac to 5-1 as a starter. I don't know. I do think there's at some point during the season, you know, I mean, if Brock comes back next week, he comes back next week. But as we go game by game, the more Mac Jones wins, if he does, then you just, it's not a matter of do you like Purdy, do you not like Purdy? It's a matter of how late in the season does it have to get for you to make a quarterback change if Mac Jones has quarterbacked 7 games and is 5-2.
Yeah.
That's something that Kyle Shanahan's going to have to figure out.
Hey, not to throw you a curveball, Snotty, but I was going to jump in and ask City Boy. But I'm telling you, man, I fell in love with what I was seeing from Ricky Pearsall. How concerned about you? He didn't practice yesterday. Moving forward about this youngster that's about to miss his third game, possibly. I'm just asking, Stoney, when you see him make these crazy, the one-handed catch against Arizona, the big catch against 4th-and-4 against New Orleans, and then he's on the ground. I'm just like, I want to see him play, but is he on your radar at all of,
He's not on my radar. There are players, professional players, who play for 8-10 years, and they have trouble playing full seasons. Mm-hmm. They just do. For example, look at Steph Curry's first 3 years.
I mean, that was...
Like, seriously.
Yeah. The 4-for-40 contract or whatever it was for, I was like, uh-oh. But yeah, I hear you.
So, I mean...
But how many times do athletes overcome that?
Well, Kevon Looney did. Well, you know, he's... I think a lot... Blake Griffin... Mm-hmm. Missed his entire first year with an injury. So I think there's a lot of players that have overcome, you know, some of it might be just getting used to the NFL.
Yeah. He was playing like a one, Stoney. He was playing like a one.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Not for nothing, but this on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line is Mac Jones is also playing hurt right now.
But with positive returns.
Mac Jones, the backup.
Yeah. Oh, God, you won't let that go.
I ain't letting that go.
He's doing that, and he's playing positive. Brock came in hurt or hampered, and we got Jacksonville. That's why I'm eager to see Brock again, just to see. Like, I'm not going to say it's the toe if he says he can go. Like, we've seen Brock had bad games, and you brought up, what was it? How many games did you guys go back? And a lot of people are typing it. Oh, he's this and such since 23. You know, like, even Christmas of the Raven game.
Like, here's what I don't understand. It's like, I don't understand why you consider that cook in the books.
Because it's an indication that's all his fault, though.
I don't care if it is or not. It's an indication.
Well, see, that's unfair.
No, but it's an indication that they have not gotten the production from the Baltimore Ravens game till now. Brock Purdy has not been the quarterback he was before that. And you know what? I ain't saying it. Steve Young said it. Steve Young points to that game as something going on. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
So
he was MVP candidate at that point with Lamar.
Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
Our man.
The listener. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Grandpa, hold on. Let's go to Richie
in Queens.
Richie.
Yep.
The next caller.
That's right.
What's up, Richie?
Yes, sir. Okay. Not a whole lot. Sitting over here, I wasn't going to do it, but the last dude started in on it, so I got to go in on it. I got to tell you why Chance the Rapper is such a dope name. I'm with Guru on this one. It's like Chance the Rapper. Get it? Like Chance the Rapper. Take a chance at the rapper.
I love it.
Chance Jordan. Chance Steph Curry in his prime. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
And Chance him. Not only Chance him, but Chance the rapper. What rapper? Any rapper. You see what I'm saying? He's holding it down for the profession, right?
Hell yeah.
You're almost like a rapper. What do you sell? What is your product? Who crafts words for a living? Who sells words for a living?
Wow.
Okay? Now, then you get into the profession. So now you got to hold it off your profession. What's the oldest profession? The only profession is profession. It's to profess. It's to speak. To have something so great that people pay you to speak for the knowledge you can give them. That's called game. 95.7 the game. And I'm out, man. Richie, gotta go.
I love it. Yeah.
That was Richie, the Chance Defender.
Yeah.
So, Steiny, apparently Chance's real name is Chancellor.
Why didn't he stick with that?
Because.
Oh, that would have been money.
However, he adopted the full name Chance the Rapper because no one believed that there could be a rapper named Chancellor.
I love it. I mean,
I think there could.
I mean, no, you don't.
And take it from a middle-aged white guy.
Nah.
I think that would have resonated in the young black urban community.
Hey, this is where you need to be careful. I like that. And he did it with a pimp feel. He broke down. Like, he was pimping that last caller, the way he broke it all down. Chance the Rapper. Evan just gave it to you, Steiny. Chancellor, that wasn't working, buddy. That's
not the
Dexter.
Oldest profession.
Well,
it's not what they refer to as the oldest profession. All right, let's go to...
Would that be sports writing?
Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
GPD.
The middle-aged father. Hey, Grandpa. How you doing?
No, I'm just Grandpa Daddy. I'm not Grandpa Daddy the contractor, Grandpa Daddy the OG. I'm Grandpa Daddy.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they know. When I went to the summit, everybody was like, oh, you Grandpa Daddy. That's all.
See, that's the thing. You don't have to say. You don't have to say Grandpa Daddy the something. Because that's what you are, baby. All right, I got you.
Steiny, Goon, I'm sorry. I got to agree with him. Now, Chancellor, he should have said the Chancellor. That would have been
Oh, GPD, the Chancellor.
The Chancellor is a rapper. The Chancellor. That would have been tight. But anyway, listen. Hey, by the way, last night we went to Steph's restaurant.
Oh, nice.
How was it?
Not Steph the basketball player. Oh, bourbon steak. Oh man, it was sweet. Of course, we dropped the G.
Oh my God, my man getting it. Yeah.
Four people. It was my homeboy's birthday, so
wow.
My homeboy. Yeah, David Ball. I call him David Baller, but he underground plumber. He made big, you know. But anyway, he got reservations for us, and it was nice. It was really nice. And I had the lamb chops, mashed potatoes, and Brussels sprouts, screaming with the crab tartare.
Oh, you got me hungry and thirsty. Look at him.
Nice.
And you got to check it out. Hey. But listen, Goo, you guys, now Purdy, there is no controversy.
Okay.
All the talk is in the media. The media is talking about it. I can guarantee you, Man Jones did a good job as a backup. You're right, Steiny. But when Brock's healthy, sure, he ain't got a whip of an arm like Mac, but he got the legs. He can get you out of trouble. And in this day and age, in this NFL, you got to scramble, bro. You got to make plays with your legs. Mac Jones can't do it, bro. But you good backup.
Yeah.
So, Purdy, you get healthy. Look, he brought us to the promised land and almost took us. All the way to the hilltop.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Hey, GPD, hold on, Steiny. Before you go, is he gone?
No, I think he's still there. No, he's there.
No.
He's still there.
GPD, what beverage did you sip on last night? How are the beverages?
Bourbon.
Did he say it?
The International.
Okay. Everything. All right.
The International.
Okay.
I got you.
We got to get there, Steiny.
What does that mean, International? Is that a bourbon?
I guess it's a drink. You would think you would know. Like, they're saying Matt Steinmetz, the Larry Bird of media. Is that how
That's
you
too long. It would be like, welcome back. I'm Matt, the host, and Guru, the beach chair.
Or the contest winner.
Yeah, sure. Contest winner. Yeah, no, you're better. You're like,
no, but you're not good at swag. That's all. That's why you don't get it.
Oh, but what about that Price Waterhouse jacket I had on the other day?
No, it was.
But what?
The what?
My Price Waterhouse jacket.
The PWS.
PWC.
Oh, yeah.
It got a lot of positive feedback.
I got to tell you.
I got as much positive feedback on that, over whatever it is, pullover, than I got negative feedback about the Birkenstocks.
But, Stoney, I didn't want to say this to you. That was kind of overdoing it. That was a New York coat.
That jacket looked like it could stop a bullet.
Like, you're not in the snow, but
it was freezing yesterday. It was really cold yesterday in the morning.
I'm like, my boy making me hot. Jesus Christ.
Please don't tell me it looked like George Costanza's big jacket.
You just look like you're ready for Redding winter.
I'm like, man, somebody make the fire.
Let me ask you a serious question. If you had to estimate how many jokes were made behind my back in the last 2 days wearing that, what would you estimate that at?
I've said it before. Oh, don't ask Braun. Oh, man.
Yep. All right.
Man, a G for four people. That's when you're winning.
What, when you're getting a G for four people or when you're giving a G for four
when
people?
When you ain't tripping on going out like that. Wow. We got to get there, man.
You know what's weird is... Like fine dining,
I love it.
I don't need it.
I don't need. Kidding me?
No. Give me a burger and a beer. What, a burger and a beer guy?
I was gonna ask him the ambiance. Was it kind of dark where the tables got the candlelight? You know, they're lit with the lamps with the light. I love that stuff, man.
And Grandpa and Eddie might not be balling every day, but he's stopping by a Michelin every once in a while. Never hurt nobody.
No doubt. Man. No, I don't mean I'll never go to a fine. But you know, a lot of people. They eat out at nice places a lot.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of money, but even if I did, I'm more of a Matt.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Regular guy. That's who I'm more like. Oh, man. This is a question that we've been dancing around too from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line with the current injuries. And I did kind of want to get into this a little. If Brock Purdy was a healthy quarterback, do you have to take into account like kind of where the offensive line is? Or that's a bridge too far. Like we can't, like... Our offensive line hasn't been good, but it's not really going to change.
Yeah.
So I can't.
Be what it was in Seattle,
I can't not bring him back because I don't think my O-line's
And that's not
great.
Good. We know Kyle. He don't. Come on, Stoney. Just look at the touches McCaffrey has. He doesn't proceed with caution.
Watch the game again then, Stoney.
Where's she at?
I don't even know who that was.
She checked.
It wasn't Lord.
Oh, she and checked you called me. Her toots.
Oh, she checked me.
That's the one you called toots.
Oh, boy, she checked me. Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots.
You can't say that.
Of course I can.
Not in the 2020s.
Listen, I heard a guy refer to a woman the other day as darling.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, it's not. Toots is like bimbo. You can't say that.
A harlot.
Bottom line is... There's no way you can get fired for I'm going to be listening toots.
Well, obviously.
especially when 5 years ago you had the worst take of all time about that one.
Yeah, on Bart.
Yeah. Right.
I got a little nervous.
You shouldn't have. You're allowed to have
kept it. Looking over at the phone on the bed for it to go off. I got to talk to you.
All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, we got Brian Finneran. He's a host at 680 The Fan. It's a sister station in Atlanta. He played in the NFL 10 years, played 9 years with the Atlanta Falcons. On the other side, I want to get into the Juwan Jennings situation and how the quarterback situation and the 49ers' decision there, is impacting him. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This Sunday night, the kickoff show, Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. It starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have the early games on, beer garden open, DJ and bartenders. They'll be serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to The Game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.